Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And really, we got quite a few folks sitting in this room. You're not going to hear from Terry's wife. Well, you can, Lynn. Now, if you wanted to say something, you just hop over there to one of these two microphones. And then in the room here is my daughter, Brenda, who we're going to relate everything about around our special guest this week. And our special guest is...
My name is Isaac Brim.
How old are you?
4 years old.
What about Jesus?
You mean all about him?
Yeah, what about him?
On Christmas?
Yeah.
Jesus was in Mary's womb, and he came out of Bethlehem in a stable, and shepherds came there, and angels appeared to him, and they said, "Do not be afraid," and then they went to Bethlehem, and camels went in towards them. All those camels went to Herod, and they asked
really?
The wise men and said, "Where is the king of the Jews?" And Herod said, "When you go and find the child, tell me so I can go worship him."
Ooh.
But the Lord said no, and they didn't go back to Herod.
No, because Herod was a mean guy.
So they went to Bethlehem.
All right. Now, what about Jesus? What did he do then at the end of his time on earth? Did he die? How did he die?
Yes. All by himself. And they put vinegar on him. The soldiers beat him. It really hurts.
Yeah. They call that crucified?
Yes, ma'am.
And why did he die?
Because he just died for all our sins so we could be whole and live with him in heaven.
Praise God. Aren't you
Praise
thankful?
God.
Yes.
Do you talk to Jesus?
Yes, all the time.
How do you do that?
I praise Jesus with the Holy Spirit in me bubbling up.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. What do you say when that happens, when he bubbles up in you? How do you do it? Just show us how you do that. So if someone's listening, they know how to do it. Oh, well, that's in tongues. Yes, your special language, secret language.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Now, if you were going to praise him with your English, what would you say? Praise the Lord. What would you do?
Praise the Lord. We love you, Lord.
Do you love him?
Yes.
And does he love you?
Yes, ma'am.
He loves you, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And does he bless you?
Yes, ma'am.
What are you thankful for?
I am thankful for butterflies.
Oh, you really like butterflies. Now tell us about, did God make butterflies?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell us the process of what happens in the life of becoming a butterfly?
Well, it goes from egg, and the caterpillar comes out of the egg, and it eats and eats and eats. Suddenly, it goes into a chrysalis. Then we wait, and then the large butterfly, the monarch butterfly, comes out of the chrysalis.
Oh, my. And then what do they do?
They pump fluids.
Oh, they do. What do they eat, butterflies?
Nectar.
Nectar. Where do you find nectar?
Flowers.
Oh, my.
And you know what? What's proboscis in Hebrew?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. Do you know?
No.
That's a word in Hebrew that I don't know. What is it word in English? What does that mean?
Do you know, Mom?
Yes, I do.
Well, tell us, Mom. What is that?
That's what the butterflies use to drink sweet nectar out of the flowers that God made for them. It's like a straw.
Oh!
And they suck up the nectar.
And you know what? Sometimes I pretend that I have a proboscis.
Oh, you do? And then what do you do?
I drink.
Well, that's a fun thing to do. That's a
yes.
fun thing to play. Because God, he made the planets. Now, he made, it says in John, that he made everything that is made. And without him, not anything was made.
I want to say the planets, please.
Please say the planets, yes.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto.
What about Pluto?
Pluto is a dwarf planet.
That's what they're saying about it now. What about Saturn?
Saturn has hydrogen. What else? Helium. Yes.
But what does it have around it?
Rings.
Tell us anything you can about some of the other planets.
Uranus has dust around it.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Well, what is there anything different about Mars?
Mars just has red rocks, and I could color that for you guys.
Well, that's what we need. We need to get him to color for us Mars. Bless the Lord. Then we could see, too, because all of these things are according to God's plan. God has a plan, and he put the stars. I like to read in the book of Job, and God is talking in the book of Job. And he says, can you bind the sweet influences of Pleiades or loose the bands of Orion? He's talking about the constellations, the stars. Now, this part here, loose the bands of Orion, that word bands is swaddling clothes. Well, back in the time of Job, it's the oldest book in the Bible, they did not know that stars, the birthplace of the stars is Orion. But God knew it.
Yes, praise he did. God.
And I love to read these last chapters of the book of Job where he says, he told the water when it burst forth, you go thus far and no farther.
God's laws.
God's laws. You don't go any farther. This ocean, you stop right there. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be the shore and the sand, and that's going to be the ocean. And he's the same God that made Earth. Does Earth rotate around the sun or the sun around Earth? What happens?
The sun goes around the Earth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Well, it does.
Now, I believe that the Earth goes around the sun. Isn't that right, Dad?
That's right. Hey, I want to read something. You are talking about God's laws. I want to read about an astronaut who was on the Apollo program that went to the moon.
That book is written by James Irwin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on Apollo 15, and so many of the astronauts that went into space, especially the ones to the moon, had experiences with God.
Oh, yes.
Apollo 11, before they even touched foot on the moon, they took communion. And they wanted that to be shared by the world. But during the Apollo 8, the preceding flight, the Apollo 8 program that went around the moon, they read Genesis and was sued.
Oh.
And so NASA asked them not to make it public. But while they were on the moon's surface, on the Eagle, and not had yet come out of the hatch, two astronauts were taking communion.
Praise the Lord.
So anyway, I want to read to you a little bit about what Mr. Irwin, who was on Apollo 15, James
Irwin.
He was
on Apollo 15. Mm-hmm.
And it was also a moonshot. We blasted off for the moon. One would think that all the odds were against us. We planned to land in a precise spot on a moving target 238,000 miles away. The moon is not only revolving around the Earth at 2,300 miles per hour, but the Earth is revolving around the sun at 66,000 miles per hour. The Earth is spinning on its axis once every 24 hours. Now, that's faster than any Learjet we have, that speed by itself. And we had to attain, listen, Isaac, those Saturn V rockets had to attain a speed of 25,000 miles per hour just to escape the pull of Earth's gravity.
Oh, gravity.
He said, now, how could we do all this? How could we compute this and land on an exact place on the moon? The only reason why we could do this is because God manages the universe with precision. And he wants to manage your life. He manages those planets. He manages those Orion that you were talking about. And because he does that.
He named them all the stars, it says.
And because he does that, we can take God's physical laws that he created, chemistry. You know how much chemistry was in that moonshot? Tons of it. Isaac, speaking of chemistry, what were the building blocks? What were some of the fuels that are used to blast rockets off during the Apollo program?
hydrogen and oxygen and kerosene.
That's correct. They had to mix a little bit of kerosene in there because the fuel was hot and it would blow up engines. So, but what's the neat thing about God is, now Isaac told us that God used that NASA used God's building block, hydrogen and oxygen. Did you know that if you put that in the right combination, that you get a beautiful substance called water?
Ah, what is that? What is water made of?
It's got two hydrogens and one oxygen.
H2O.
Yes. And by the way, we're I believe we're about 75% or more. Our bodies are. So isn't it neat?
Our bodies are chemical as well.
Yes. Isn't it neat how God can do those things? He's a wonderful God.
And those are his blocks, his building blocks.
Yes, that's his building blocks. So God said, don't be afraid to teach these children about chemistry. It's my hand. It's
yes,
for me.
Yes.
And so I think in the program before, you heard Isaac from the periodic table. He quoted 10 of God's building blocks that he knew.
Maybe he wants us to quote them again. Oh, would you like to quote them again?
Do you remember?
Do you remember the building blocks?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you like to do it again?
Yes. It's hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, and boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon.
Oh, very good.
Do you remember which one of these God used out of his toolbox that he put a little bit of it in the earth's crust when he was making it?
He put, let's see. Beryllium. He made beryllium inside the Earth's core.
Isn't it neat how we get to solidify this with him now?
Yes.
That when he gets older,
no one can tell him
any different.
No one can tell him when it's God created the Earth. Sure, he created the Earth and he did it scientifically. I was just reading yesterday about Sir Isaac Newton. I felt kind of impelled to do it. And he is the one who, you know, you see the apple drop to the ground and we've got gravity. Sir Isaac Newton used the Bible and studied it like 18 hours a day to show him scientific things rather than going the other way around. And he discovered what Isaac is talking about here, that the planets really encircle the sun rather than the sun circling Earth. That the planets circle the sun, and that what gives the order, Terry, and what makes it precise is gravity. The gravitational pull on those bodies,
yes,
keep them at the right space and the right place. He hung the stars in space.
Oh, praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Now, this week you can get from us this book, Richard Sigmund's book, My Time in Heaven, only $10. That includes shipping. And we'll give you a free copy of Terry's experience, his little book that he wrote about the leading of God called The Chocolate Malt. We'll send you that free. Shalom, shalom. Until tomorrow.
Shalom, shalom.